Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Packers Daily here on Cheesehead TV's social channels. Good to see everybody mixing it up already in the comments on a Tuesday morning that saw me awake at 3 a.m. That's right, 3 a.m. Couldn't get back to sleep till about 5:30. Now I've been up for about a half hour, so I'm good to go, man. Let's do this. As I put on Twitter, I'll be joining Drew and KB almost directly after this chat on the old radio airwaves there in Wisconsin. If you are a local listener, you can find me 97.3 The Game or iHeart's app. You can download that and find 97.3 The Game and listen to me live. It'll be a lot of fun. There down in Mexico, I'm in New York City, and most of you are under 10 feet of snow. Good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. The Packers still quiet. All quiet on the J.J. Watt front, although I know we got more dribs and drabs of news yesterday. I know SI's Houston Texans outlet put out a report that the most likely scenario is that he's going to sign with the Packers, blah, blah, blah. I don't really care about that kind of thing, but it is fun. Gets people all a tither, right? So we'll see. Still waiting to hear any kind of word as far as further restructurings, deals being redone, extensions, what have you. We know David Bakhtiari got done this past weekend. Other than that, pretty quiet. Pretty quiet. Good to see everyone. How is everybody? Mary already asking, so what? Mary, I was just talking about what. Go Pack Go. What's up, Sean? How are you? Morning from Denver. Dennis, good morning from New York City. Hope you're well. Aaron, coffee? How do you like your coffee? Always. Black and as strong and dark as possible. Make of that as what you will. Any chance we can get Patrick Peterson? I honestly think he helps us more than Watt. I think he helps you, definitely. There's no question about it. He certainly would be an upgrade from Kevin King. There's no doubt there. He's not the shutdown guy he once was, but he is still very, very talented. And I do think he could help the Packers. That said, I have heard nothing, I've seen nothing to suggest that the Packers are interested. We'll see. Maybe they make that call eventually, but as of now, I have not heard of any kind of interest there. When can we sign free agents? Well, hold on.
Excuse me, guys.
Sorry, guys. They can sign. Free agency begins on March, well, essentially on March 14th when the legal tampering period opens up. Someone like J.J. Watt, however, can be signed ASAP because he is a vested veteran and just was released. So he doesn't have to go through waivers. He doesn't have to wait. His contract's not running out, which is what most people are waiting for in regards to hitting free agency. But yes, the true free-for-all, so to speak, begins essentially on March 14th. Lawrence, thank you for the super chat. Favorite post-Rodgers Ted Thompson draft pick? Whew, baby. Either Corey Linsley or David Bakhtiari. Coin flip that one. Saw a clip on Watt, damn, but he's been a beast. Yeah, Charlie, he has been. Even late in his career now with supposed injury issues, which you know you really can't dismiss. He has missed a lot of time, but he did play all 16 games last year. And even though he was the most double-teamed pass rusher in the league, still very productive and as far as exerting pressure on the quarterback. Obviously, his sack numbers were down. Yeah, well, I am a fan of the music. So there, King Nags in the house. Go Pack Go, you funky beast. What's up, Corey? How are you, man? Lindsley back is my preference. Robin, you're singing Corey Banky's tune right there. I know. I would love Corey to be back. I don't see it happening, though. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. Is your coffee team issue? No, this is definitely not. This is. I'm drinking today from our local bagel shop. If we bring in Watt, what's the likelihood of Preston staying? LJ, that's an interesting question. I would suspect if JJ were to arrive in Green Bay, Preston would have been already approached about taking some kind of pay cut, a significant one at that. If he is not amiable to that, then I would suspect he would be released. So we'll see how that plays out. A couple weeks to go. JJ is going to Champa because it's 100% ring. It's all he's missing. Okay, that's a very interesting way of looking at it. you know, if David Bakhtiari doesn't suffer a freak injury in practice, of all things, the Packers are probably Super Bowl champs. So you can believe what you want to believe, but I'll just sit over here knowing what I know. So it's cool. I mean, possibly. Maybe he wants to go to Tampa. It's warmer, I guess. But, you know, JJ did grow up in Wisconsin. That's where the Packers play. I don't know, man. TKM, you're at your post. What's up? Nags, let's talk analytics. Really? Do you think HCML is dependent on them like the former head coach obviously was? What happened to how the game feels? What happened to how the game feels? Do I think Mafur is dependent on analytics? I don't know if he's dependent on it. I think he's smart about it. You know, I asked him that exact question earlier this year, and, you know, he said it's just data, which is true. And you collect as much data as you can, and then you ultimately make the choice that you feel, to use your word, is the right one for your football team. I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think it's terrible to get as much data as you possibly can. I think where you get, you know, where the analytics guys drive me nuts is like, oh, this is clearly the wrong choice. No, it's not the choice you would have made, but it doesn't make it wrong. That's what always drives me insane, especially when they're the holier-than-thou tone that is just like, anyone who doesn't agree with us is a fucking idiot. No, they just have a different way of thinking about it. And usually it's informed by other data points that you're not privy to. That's where my breakdown with the analytics crowd comes. But no, yeah, I don't think LaFleur is too driven by it in any way, shape, or form. Aaron, thanks for doing this. Is it odd that Joe Barry and Matt LaFleur have not had a presser yet? Feel like that stuff usually goes hand in hand. Thank you. It is and it isn't. I mean, you would hope that the defensive coordinator would be given the opportunity to meet the press, but it's not a requirement, and it's not always the case that it happens, and especially since the Packers did play so late into the postseason and then took a good week plus to make the selection, not entirely surprised. Under a normal year, I would have thought, okay, they're just waiting until the combine, but there's no combine this year. So I got to think something will happen eventually prior to the draft, but maybe not. I don't know. We all await. Let's not be the Broncos. Brian, I'm with that plan. Special guests on draft night? Maybe. We'll see. Maybe some conversations are happening behind the scenes. I'll never tell until it's time to tell. Negative 40 here in Nebraska. Still go, Pack, go. There you go. Brandy, the Packers should have a team Zoom call and just ask all the players at once to restructure their contracts. Yeah, I don't know if it's quite that simple, but not a bad idea. Out of all the defensive line likely not to come back, Tyler the most likely to stay? I mean, simply because of the fact that he is cheap labor and you know what you're getting. Yeah, I don't think that's a crazy way to look at it at all. Still not over the NFC Championship game. Watch the highlights every day and all by myself playing in the background. Just the highlights? Man, that's tough. That's got to be rough, man. Seek help. Watch Packers Daily. Oh, you are? Okay, good. What about bringing a guy like Le'Veon Bell back on the cheap? I don't ever see the Packers doing something like that. I know Pete Doherty wrote about the Packers possibly should trade for Bell back in the day. I just don't see it. I don't see Gutekunst going the route of old backup running back. I think if he's going to get a backup, a guy who's not going to be charged with toting the rock, you know, a number of times a game, I just think it'll be young and cheap. That's just been his MO. It's been Thompson's MO. I mean, maybe they surprise us all, but I really don't see it. Raise your hand if you are okay with taking a pay cut. That's on the Zoom call, right? I like it. What is the plan if the Pack let Lindsley walk? Move Jenkins to center? Tommy, that's a possibility. They could also move Patrick over. Patrick played pretty darn well at center when Lindsley went out twice last year, two seasons ago. I think they also drafted Hanson out of Oregon last year, who was a center by trade. Who knows how he looks in camp next year. I think they'll rotate a bunch of guys there in camp this summer, offseason into the summer, and see what they got. The sad fact is, I mean, sad if you are hoping Corey returns, which I am, but the sad fact is is, you know, he missed 3 weeks last season and the offense barely, you know, suffered at all. So if you're the Packers, you're sitting there, well, we could maintain this production level but not have to pay the center his third contract with what we've got on hand. You know, sucks, but it's probably the way they're going to go. Why is everyone so focused on who the Bucks may or may not get? Like, geez, let it go. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. You'd have to go ask a Bucks fan. I'm clueless when it comes to the Buccaneers. Who coming back from IR will make the biggest impact? Walter Williams, that's a good question. I would say Raven Green, but you never really know how long he's going to be back on the field. He's really been bitten by the injury bug. But when he's on the field, he makes a difference, and he definitely augments the secondary in a way that nobody else does in that kind of slash hybrid role. Now, they'll be running a different scheme, so who knows where he slots in there. But I do think, you know, his being back on the offensive side, you got to look at Tyler Irvin. I think he changes a lot of what they like to do, especially early in games with the jet motion and what have you, setting guys up. Those are the two that kind of jump out right away. Stanley, thank you for the super chat. I saw online the Packers could trade for Gallup. Well, you saw it online. It must be true. I don't know. I haven't heard a thing about it. Patrick at center makes the most sense. We have options at guard. True, Scott. They also have options at center. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Cut Sullivan. Oh, hold on. Everybody's so quick to cut. I'm not going to say it's not a possibility because it certainly is, but I don't think you just outright cut him. I think he has value. All players have value. It's just the truth. Now, where you place that value is the question, but they all have value. And yes, watching him get eaten up on third down consistently in the NFC Championship game was hard to watch, and it was a gut punch. However, it doesn't diminish or change or erase all the good stuff he did throughout the season, and there was a lot of it. The last two seasons, really. So, yes, I know it's frustrating, and I know you want to upgrade there. There's no doubt about it. But I don't get rid of a guy just to get rid of him because he had one bad game that we all remember. That's just me. Now, maybe Brian feels differently. We'll find out as the offseason goes on. Best 4-3 outside linebacker you've seen play? Man, that's a really good question. I've never really thought of it in those terms before. I don't know, man. Luke Kuechly wasn't bad. I know they moved him to the middle, but he played weak for a while, and it was pretty damn good. Sam Mills was weak for a while, too. He was amazing. I don't know. I'd really have to think about that. Good morning, Nags. Good morning, David B. Niall Diggs, maybe. 10 years in the playoffs, but no Super Bowl, or 9 years of crap, then Lombardi. Lenny, I don't care. Y'all can live in your fantasy worlds where you make up these questions and do whatever, like, as far as the either-ors. I can only live in the here and now and what I've seen and what I hope for in the future. That's it. Everything else is just fool's gold, and I don't care. Not that it's not fun. That you guys have fun. That's great. I have fun in different ways. Not pretend questions about if you could do this or that. It's like, it's the questions of, like, if you could choose one player in their prime from the Packers' past to put on this season's team, who would you? I don't care. I'm already bored. You haven't even finished your question. Not a, meaning you, just in general. Nags, how are you? Tired? Took some time away from the world due to a family bereavement. I'm very sorry, Andy. So excuse me if this has been asked a million times. If Bakhtiari didn't get injured, are we sitting here today as champs? Yes. That's just my thinking, but I'm sure mileage will vary. Trade for a punter. All right. Easy on the trading for a punter. I do believe they need to bring in a punter, especially to compete with J.K. Scott. Please don't trade for one, and please, for the love of God, don't draft one, or else I'm not going to hear the end of it from Banky. It's my favorite Appleton East Terrace quarterback ever. Well, Big Daddy Cool Breeze, that is awfully kind of you, except I didn't go to Appleton East. I went to Appleton West. My dad taught at East. But I went to West, and yes, I did play quarterback on the JV team for a year. And then I stopped playing football because theater took over my life, and I couldn't be on the football team and practice and do the games at the same time as rehearsals for the play, and so I chose theater over football. True story. Nags needs a nap. You damn right he does. The weapon was never loaded. Draft Asante Samuel Jr. Joe, I am down with this plan. That kid is legit. I mean, his dad obviously was legit. He's legit as hell. And since, you know, the Packers just watched Antoine Winfield Jr., son of Vikings legend Antoine Winfield, who terrorized the Packers for a decade, yeah, let's get somebody on our side for once. Let's get one of these sons to come to our team. Sick of guys on other teams, like sons of dudes I watched growing up, making me feel old and kicking our ass. Don't need that. Let's get one of these on our team. That's what I want. Nags was the real-life Troy from High School Musical. My girls would appreciate that reference. I understood that reference. Aaron, are the Packers running Kenny into the ground with all the snaps? That's a legit question, Matt. I would suspect yes. How could they not be? The guy is playing like 80-plus percent of the snaps on each and every game of his still young NFL career. Yeah, I would have to think the answer is yes. And I keep saying, man, not just to give him a running mate and give him help on the field, but give him a rotational guy who can help get him off the field and keep his legs fresh, extend his career. All for all of it. 1,000%. Can I do a backflip? No. Was I an option quarterback in high school? No, I was a bad quarterback in high school. I'm from South Texas, and we are currently in the 20s. We are not built for this weather. Yeah, Zero, man, stay safe down there. It is not fun. I know. And I know it's easy to make fun of Texas because, oh, they got people in Wisconsin are like, oh, they got an inch of snow and they're all their powers out. Man, they're like he said, they're not built for it. I get it. It's like it sucks, man. I know so many people down there who, you know, they've been out power for 2+ days now. That sucks, man, especially when it's cold. At least when it happens in New York, it's hot. Like, it's very rare you get your power out during a snowstorm, but it's very common here in New York that you get your power outage when it's, like, a heat wave. I've had that happen twice. It is no fun. Nagler, we have a son, John Runyon. Yeah, very good, James. That is true. They do, but that's not a dumb talk in defense. But, yes, you are correct. John Runyon, son of legendary Eagles lineman. You are correct. Every time I hear Packers wants this guy, I'm not going to rabbit hole again. I doubt they get J.J. Todd, the English language is your friend. Do not abuse it or assault it in such a manner. I'm going to read again what you just wrote. Every time I hear Packers wants this guy, exclamation point, I am not going to rabbit hole again, another exclamation point. I doubt they get JJ. That last part, Todd, that's the one part that made sense. The rest of it is an affront to every English-speaking human on the planet. Do better. Thank you. Need more beef. You darn right. Next is the next Jean Valjean. Nobody wants that. Joey. Rumor has it Nagler was a 5-star recruit out of high school, but still went the theater route. You damn right. Hey, man. Theater's where it's at. I just love it. What am I going to do? R.I.P. Vincent Jackson. Hovon, yes. Rest in peace to the consummate pro. Great guy by all accounts. I know a few people who knew him. I did not know him personally. Didn't meet him while covering the league. But, yeah, it's always shocking. It never stops being shocking when these guys get taken so young. But shout out to his family and rest in peace. David, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, I hope the rest of your day is energizing. If you haven't thought about it already, what's your best case scenario for keeping / acquiring players that will get this team over the top but stay under the cap? Thanks. Well, David, I would encourage you, if you are a Patreon member, to listen to my chat with Paul Bredel from last week. We went over that pretty extensively as far as keeping, retaining guys, and helping the cap. As far as free agency, I do think there will be opportunities in second, third wave free agency with lots of guys probably on the street due to cap constraints around the league. Obviously, the Packers are no different in that regard. They will have their own cuts to make. But I do think they can be an attractive option for a guy who wants to chase a ring on a one-year deal, possibly. That said, it's not automatic. It ain't Madden. You can't just make it happen. You can't turn the salary cap off, you know? I do think they will be a little bit more active than maybe people are expecting, but I wouldn't look for, you know, a flurry of activity like we saw 2 years ago. I still think Gutekunst is going to have to be a little close to the vest. And I do think this is a year where you want to trade down as many times as you can in the draft and get as many swings at that plate as possible, because they're so, you know, the draft is always a bit of a crapshoot anyway. This year, more so than any other, you have a lot less information on these prospects, a lot less tape to go over. I just think this is a good year to get it, you know, as many chances as you can. So you put that all together and hopefully one or two guys help them get over the proverbial hump. Although, again, I say one or two guys in free agency isn't going to stop David Bakhtiari from, you know, busting his knee in practice. Sometimes that's just life in the NFL, you know. And even after that, Gutekunst made a move in signing Veldheer in the playoffs. Couldn't help that a guy got COVID, you know. I think Brian did what he could, did what he had to get this team to a Super Bowl. So sometimes the ball bounces or the knees break, you know, and there's not much you can do about it. Packers has had a bad day at the office on that Sunday game. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. I can't wait. Happy hour on Wednesday on Patreon. That's right, Stanley. Tomorrow night, it's going to be a lot of fun. 6 p.m. right here on Cheesehead TV on the Zoom happy hour. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, everybody. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here on Packers Daily. Thanks for putting up with my sorry ass today. I know I'm dragging, but it really means a lot that you guys make Cheesehead TV part of your daily Packers routine. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.